It came to an end too quickly for the Nottoway Valley Wolverines girls basketball team this season as they fell by just 7 points in the district championship to Grundy Center 55-48. Nottoway Valley tried to battle back in the game and came within one, but at that point, it was too late for the Wolverines. Head coach Brian Eisbach was able to give some insight into the game and what the Wolverines were trying to battle through all night.
The regional final, a lot of people don't know this. Izzy actually got sick the night before. Don't know if it's something she ate or she had this, you know, the stomach bug or whatever, but she actually had nothing to eat on Wednesday, didn't sleep well the night before. Very similar situation Lindsay had experienced a couple weeks earlier when we played St. Albert. So we didn't have her at full strength. Lindsay Davis goes out with a bloody nose for a lot of the second quarter. A very good, athletic, strong Grundy Center team started to build a little bit of a lead. They hit a three at halftime. And, you know, we battled back in the second half. We cut it to within one, you know, but at the end of the day, it came down to free throws. And Grundy Center is a very good free throw shooting team. You know, ultimately, our season ended, you know, a game or two shorter than what we were hoping for.
Nottoway Valley featured five seniors who were pivotal in putting Wolverine basketball on the radar this season. Lindsay Davis, Annika Nelson, Bella Hogan, Georgia Holiday, and Megan McCall all did it the right way while pushing one another through the last 4 years to go 50-2 in the Pride of Iowa Conference.
You know, Lindsay Davis, All-State guard. She's been an All-State guard pretty much her entire career at some level or another. And Kaway is our all-time assist leader, steal leader, great teammate. You know, and you've got Annika Nelson, who reminds me a lot of Lexi Scheich, who played for us for 4 years. You've got Bella Hogan, who had to miss some time towards the end of the season. She's been a lot to us down the stretch and done a lot of good things offensively and defensively. And Georgia Holiday, who's, you know, been kind of our rock down below. We're going to miss her, obviously, moving forward, not having a very big post presence at the moment. But, you know, Megan McCall did not play a lot or ever complained, has done a lot to build the culture that way and having the good attitude and doing things the right way. And she's come a long way as well. So, you know, those five kids together, you know, they got to go to the state tournament as freshmen. And ultimately, we as a team fell short of getting back there. But when you consider all the things they accomplished over 4 years and the last couple of years, we really beefed up our non-conference schedule and to still win 82 games, to go 50-2 in the Pride of Iowa in 4 years. And obviously, hopefully these kids take what they've learned through working through all the adversity they saw for 4 years and turn that into the next, you know, a successful next chapter.
Both Lindsay Davis and Izzy Eisbach were essential players this season as they were named to the IBCA All-Region and IGCA All-District teams. Davis averaged 24.6 points, 6 rebounds, and 4.7 assists per game, while Eisbach averaged 19.2 points, 5.7 assists, and 4.3 steals per game this season. Both players were record breakers and were huge in the development of the team culture this year, but could not have done it alone.
You know, as far as the girls go, they feed off of each other. Both of those kids, Lindsay and Izzy, both will tell you that they can't do what they've accomplished without the other and without their teammates. And that's kind of the beauty. We kid all the time that basketball is, you know, the best team sport there is, you know, because not every game is everybody going to make all their shots, and having each other to work with and push each other. And you know, Lindsay would be the first to tell you that she set a school record for scoring, but having Izzy on the floor made that, you know, easier or more doable. Vice versa, Izzy's been able to take advantage of having Lindsay out there to where, you know, maybe she's gotten some looks that if she was, say, the team's only shooter or threat, but that's when the rest of the teammates come in too. You know, we have for 4 years with these kids stressed that everybody on the floor has to be a threat when they're on offense. And we had a school record 67.2 points a game this year, you know, and that may change. Our style may change moving forward because of the pieces that we are losing and the pieces that we'll have. But, you know, those two kids work really hard and they're good team players. And that makes me proud to know that they were acknowledged by the other coaches in the district and the region.
Lindsay Davis has also been named to the IBCA All-Star Games for the Southwest Iowa team. Davis will be coached by local CAM head coach Joe Woolham in the All-Star Games as she looks to put on the uniform just one more time for Nottoway Valley basketball.
We've scrimmaged them over the years. She's very familiar with Lindsay. She's very familiar with Joe, and a very good honor for her. I mean, it's hard for these seniors to... you know, Lindsay's fortunate that she gets to go play college basketball next year, something that she wants to do. But for a lot of these kids, they're so busy, right? As basketball ends, you know, we're small school, so these kids are going on a track and golf and other things. And I'm really, really excited for Lindsay that she's able to play in these All-Star games that she's been invited to. And wear the uniform one more time and hoping to go watch her play.
The Wolverines will have a quote-unquote reloading season next year after losing a core of their seniors. Nottoway Valley has a lot of players to look at this summer to see who will fit into varsity positions.
You know, a lot of people like to use the term rebuilding. To us, we try to use the term reloading. You know, all four of those juniors that are going to be coming out as seniors have had big moments this year, individually and as a team. They, you know, they've been in the program for 3 years already. They know what we expect. They know what we're trying to accomplish. They're good teammates. They're good kids. You know, I feel like what we lack in size, we make up for in heart. And that's going to be, you know, that's going to be important for us moving forward. We also have, you know, we had 8 kids that played JV this year that are freshmen and sophomores this season that, you know, when June rolls around and school gets out, we'll get back in the gym and start looking ahead. But definitely will be a big summer for us, like it will be for a lot of programs. I mean, there's a lot of really talented seniors that are graduating in our area, district and region. And, you know, the beat's got to go on. The beat must go on and the music won't stop.
Coach Eisbach thanks the community, the athletes, and the parents for all the support this season. Nottoway Valley finished the 2023-24 season at 20-4 overall and 12-1 at Pride of Iowa Conference play. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.